The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, okay, so welcome to the Chalene Show. Today we're going to talk about what hormone replacement therapy I am doing currently, what I changed 6 months ago, the testing that I've done, information on like why I've decided to make these changes. I'm also going to share with you some really exciting things that I'm doing in terms of like my business and the direction. I'm here in Las Vegas with my team. I'm going to fill you in on that a little bit. And then I'm going to tell you the story, the never before told story of Pio. Okay. If you're like, I don't care about the hormone stuff. Okay. Then you can skip like the first 15 minutes and then we'll get to it. Okay. After the first 15 minutes, we're just going to talk about like the, you know, some hormone stuff and work stuff. Okay. And then we're going to get to the Pio story, but hopefully you'll stay for the whole thing. All right, let's do it. Okay. I don't have words, first of all, for how happy I am, how fortunate I feel, how blessed, how grateful. Like, dude, I have the best life and I don't even get it. Like, I must have done some nice things in a previous lifetime because I'm surrounded by the friggin' best people. You're like, oh God, here comes one of these toxic positivity podcasts. No, I'm just saying, I know I'm not always happy. I know I'm not always this positive, but I don't think you've ever heard me say that I don't like my life. I friggin' love my life. I just can't even, like, it's, I don't know if everybody would like their life the way that my life is, but just today, just spending the whole day here in Las Vegas, that's where I'm at. We're staying at the M Suite Hotel, I think it's called. It's actually Henderson, Nevada. And the team is here, our Phase It Up team. We are doing a powwow because we're revamping the girl. The girl is Phase It Up. And this is not a Phase It Up ad. I'm telling you that. But some of the shit that we're going to be putting in Phase It Up is so dope. It's so fire. Can I tell them some of the things, honey?
You can tell them, yes, but don't go too crazy because some of the things were still kind of like
tentative. Yeah, that's true. Some things are kind of tentative, but, well, you know that I'm putting all my weight training workouts in there.
What?
Not that I'm talking to my friend, my internet friends. We're putting all my weight training workouts in there. We're putting more walking audios in there. We're making it much more simple. So a lot of changes are coming, and that's why everybody's here, like, you know, Ashley is our lead registered dietitian. Erin is our brand manager. She's helping to coordinate all the fitness components that are going into it, listening to all the feedback. We've done a bunch of polls and surveys. And I'm not talking about this so you guys are like, is this an ad for Phase It Up? No. It's just like, it's, you know, on Wednesdays, I talk about what's going on in my life and I'm really freaking excited about this. So let me just talk. All right. All right. All right. Here we go. So there's that. And like, what I'm excited about is the vision. So let me just tell you some of those things. So these things aren't all there yet, but these are things that are going to happen within the next couple of months and keep continuing to roll out in phases, no pun intended. But one of the things I see happening right now, I'm really curious, leave a comment if you see this happening too. And I don't know if it's the white car syndrome. White car syndrome is when you buy a white car and then everywhere you go, you see white cars everywhere. When you park next to a white car. When you're driving, you're like, oh, there's a white car next to me. It's like, and it's because you're in a white car, so you notice white cars, okay? So I feel like I can't tell if talk about hormones and perimenopause and menopause and women's health and all the gaps. I can't tell if that's white car syndrome, if it's because I'm talking about it and it's like so top of mind for me that I'm noticing everybody else is. Or if what's going on is what I call a money grab. When people are like, oh, wow, look at this. You know, it's kind of like when, yeah, I guess it was probably like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and especially so in the last like 2 or 3 years, probably the last 3 years, you saw a lot of people capitalizing on LGBTQ-owned businesses and Black-owned businesses and then female-owned businesses, right? And so like everybody and their brother was like making a big deal, like, we support Black owned businesses, or we support women owned businesses. And you just felt like it was inauthentic, you know, no offense to Target, but like, and I think it's great to support all of those businesses, but like, sometimes it felt very like, what's the word? Like a money grab. Like, you're just doing it because it was the hot thing to do, but you really didn't care. And I feel like a little bit of that's going on with hormones. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I opened up my TikTok and now there's all these network marketing companies that just claim they can fix your hormones. And there's, you know, like, I haven't dug deep enough to know the story. So please know that I'm not like bashing Drew Barrymore, because I love her, but I really do. I love her. But I've heard that she has come under fire because she has some supplement that they, you know, she claims, like, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard anyways that like it makes all these like claims like, oh, it balances your hormones. Well, many things help to balance your hormones. Exercise helps to balance your hormones. Getting better sleep helps to balance your hormones. So it's curious how people are making all these claims. And all that to say, we are going to be everything but that. So for example, one of the things we had on the table today is going over our survey results. And women really are like, I think it was like 60% of the women we surveyed said they want hormone support information. So that means like research regarding the latest and what they need to know about hormone replacement therapy. That also means which ways, how can I improve my and balance my hormones naturally and with supplements that I might be missing, like, you know, minerals and vitamins and other things, essentials that they might be missing in their current nutrition that could help to balance their hormones, right? And one of the things I said today is I said, what I don't want to do is just align with one company. Because when I look at my own counter, I don't have one supplement company. I have my favorite supplement from each company, because one company makes a lot better magnesium supplement than this company. And this particular company, I like their creatine better. So I feel like, even though, just so you know, we would, you know, financially, you'd make a lot more money if you signed some kind of exclusive deal with some supplement maker. But that doesn't feel authentic. That doesn't feel to me, that's not what I want. It's like that person who only sells one kind of makeup, but you're like, well, how could they have the best mascara and the best eyeliner and the best foundation and the best, you know what I mean? Like, no, any makeup artist has, I mean, she has her favorite, but she's got a variety of things. And I think that's going to be true, because based on my research, that's what's been true for me. So I feel like what we need to do is do the research so that we can be the trusted resource. So people can come to us and say, all right, I want to know, that's great that you love this magnesium. Is there another one that's cheaper? Sure, here it is. And here's a side-by-side comparison of how they might be different. And let the consumer make an informed decision. I don't want to ever tell people like what to do, but I also think it's ridiculous how little women know about this stuff. I would like to take a moment to thank Organifi. They have been tried and true supporters of The Chalene Show, and I couldn't feel better about recommending them because they are such high-quality supplements. I love them, and I love that they have mastered the process of manufacturing their supplements into a super convenient powdered form. I mean, most of their supplements. And now they've got gummies, which makes it just so convenient, right? So you can just mix them in your water. You can eat a few gummies. They only use 100% USDA certified organic ingredients. That's huge. They have a ginormous catalog of different ingredients, things that your diet is probably missing. I always talk about the three that I'm obsessed with, but you should check out their website. Okay, I take the immunity for my immune system. I take Pure every single day, twice a day. For my brain, I do believe it helps with my ADHD. It provides brain-derived neurotrophic factor up to 174% in clinical trials. And now I'm hooked on their flavorless collagen peptide powders. It helps with muscle recovery, hair, skin, nails, all the stuff that we care about. We love Organifi and they love you. That's why they're giving you 20% off. Organifi is spelled ORGANIFI.com/Chalene. ORGANIFI.com/Chalene. Do you notice when you do it kind of sing-songy like that? It helps you to remember it. Anyways, 20% off. Check it out. So we're sitting at the table, okay, today. It's an all-female team. All females. I love it. from marketing to sales, to sales copy, to our writers, to our researchers, to videography. Look, it's all female. It's so fun. And I'm the oldest. And there's only one other person at the table who has entered the after party, as I like to call menopause. And today I said to this group of women who all listen to my podcast, right? And like you do, and they, you know, watch my YouTube videos. And today I was telling them, like, some of the stupid things that I hear doctors say to women, because the people, you guys tell me in my direct messages and stuff, like, oh yeah, I just went to my doctor, I'm having all these symptoms, I'm 46 years old, and my doctor was like, huh, well, do you want me to put you on birth control? What? Like, not, hey, we should test your hormones, or, well, let's see, you're 47, you're too young to be having menopausal signs. Like, what? Like, literally. So I was telling them this, and one of the things that, when I said it, everyone at the table was like, what? I said, yeah, menopause is one day. So when you go 365 days without having your cycle, that day, day 365, you're in menopause. You hit menopause. You hit menopause. You hit the finish line of having your cycle. Everything after that is the after party. It's post-menopause. And the 10 years leading up to that day are the hard part. Really. And they were just like, I had no idea. I thought, like, when you're in menopause, like, that meant that you were in this weird flux transition. I'm like, no. No, it's a day. And then you're post-menopausal. Like, my point is this. This is a group of highly intelligent women who are, you know, most of them a little bit younger than me. So this isn't even on their radar yet. And I'm like, ladies, this conversation right now is why this needs to happen. This is why, like, this needs to be a movement. This is so ridiculous that there's so little research. There's so much misinformation. There's so much false and fear. Again, at this table of women who, you know, I don't think that they need to listen to all my podcasts or whatever, obviously, but through osmosis, I would assume that they know more about hormone replacement therapy than the average woman, just because I'm always talking about it, right? And they just, in asking questions, a lot of them just don't know much about it, because they're also like, well, I don't want to look into it because I don't see myself as being close to that yet. But they are. I think the youngest is 37. Yeah. So, and then into their 40s, late 40s, and I think early 50s. So how are you not aware? And why is it, myself included, I've learned so much more from doctors on the internet than I have any doctor in person? And I don't mean to make this whole thing about that, but while we're on the subject, I want to give you an update on what I take. And I want you to know, if this is the first time you've heard this conversation, I have spent the last several weeks lining up the gals. And when I say the gals, I mean the top women experts who are trained in menopause, who are trained in hormones, who are on the front lines, who are educating the internet, who are, like, leading the charge on this. And I'm so excited because I worked my tail off to get, like, five of them lined up, interviews that are going to be happening all, well, I'm going to be recording them in May, and they'll probably release in June and a couple in July, because I can't make every show about menopause, duh. So I'll space it out. But, like, the leading experts, and I'm really excited about it. But I did want to share with you that, you know, I'm going to do all my research, and there's just so much more you need to know. But, like, why do people think that hormones are unnatural? I mean, like, I hear people go, like, yeah, I don't know about hormone replacement therapy. I'd rather do something natural. I'm like, hormones are natural. Bioidentical hormones are natural. Like, I don't understand why. How do we get this wrap? Okay, so what am I spent the last 6 months, I changed some things, and I just had my blood work done last week. I don't have the results yet. So I'm telling you this now, and I don't have the results. But for the last 6 months, I decided to just do a little test and see if it provided any difference for me. And I won't know for sure until I get the results back from my labs. But what I did differently is I switched from an estrogen lozenge to an estrogen cream. And I can tell you why. And then I also switched from a testosterone injection to a testosterone cream. Now, you can do testosterone pellets, injection, cream, or none of the above. And you don't automatically do any of these. You need to test and figure out, are you having symptoms? And also, what are your levels? And a typical general practitioner is likely going to say, your levels are in normal range. And when they're saying that, they're usually saying they're in normal range for a woman your age who is in decline. They don't often understand that what you really want is your estrogen, your hormone levels at optimal levels at when you were feeling vivacious and young and energetic and you had high libido and you were getting good sleep. Like, that's the level you want to be at. You don't care if you're at baseline or if you're at a normal level for women your age who are in decline. No, I don't want to be at normal for a woman who's in decline. I want to be normal for where I was at when I was feeling my best, because I want to feel my best again. Okay, so anyways, I switched from both of, you know, from lozenge and injection because I just wanted to see. First of all, I'd done some research to learn more about it, right? One of the things that I discovered was that, first of all, when it comes to testosterone, there were fewer physiological, I guess you would call it, negative side effects from women. There was a recent study, a study from 2019 anyways, in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, found that women who used testosterone creams had a higher satisfaction rate and they had fewer side effects from using the injections. And I don't think I've had any negative side effects from the injections, but I just thought I would try it, right? Like, I like to report this stuff back to you guys. So I wanted to know, like, how does it impact my strength? How does it impact my libido? How does it impact, like, all of the markers, all the things that testosterone helps with, including like joint pain and just so many other things that people don't think about? Listen, you know your girl is no domestic goddess in the kitchen. And if it weren't for Brett, I would have to rely 100% on Green Chef. I don't know how to go grocery shopping. I don't know how to put like a meal together. So thank goodness for a company like Green Chef. They are the number one meal kit for clean eating. They are ranked number one by U.S. News World Report. They deliver high-quality foods, very limited in terms of processed ingredients. It's organic, fresh produce in every box, along with responsibly sourced proteins, including 100% sustainable sourced seafood and 100% antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. You got to try their protein-packed egg bites. So yummy. And all the meals are chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved. And guess what? You get 50% off. Go to greenchef.com/Shalene50. Okay, and that's the code that you need to use. Use code Shalene50 to get 50% off, plus 20% off your next 2 months. Again, go to greenchef.com/Shalene50. Use code Shalene50 to get 50% off, plus 20% off your next 2 months. As it pertains to the lozenge, going from the lozenge to the cream, first of all, you can also take an estrogen pill, but the pill has to pass through your liver. So when it goes through your liver, you're losing some of its therapeutic effect. Does that make sense? The lozenge, when you put it under your tongue, right now it is penetrating the mucous membrane of your mouth. So it provides a more uniform dosage of the hormone versus the pill, okay? Estrogen. I don't know much about the patch. I haven't done enough research there, but I do know that the estrogen cream is many people like that because it's convenient, it's absorbed through your skin. And so I just wanted to give it a try. I just wanted to see, like, what's the difference, right? Because with the lozenge, they have to be refrigerated. That was the other thing. And I knew with all of our travel, I wanted to see, can I maintain proper levels with a cream so that I don't have to, with these two creams, with a testosterone cream and an estrogen cream, so that I don't have to travel, because I self-administer the injections very rarely. I do a very, very low dose injection, but, or was anyways. So I've done the creams for 6 months. And I also take a progesterone capsule. And I am going to do a little bit more research and find out, again, that that has to pass through the liver. I don't have any negative side effects whatsoever from the progesterone, so I think I'll probably leave those levels there. But again, I don't know. I'm going to talk to my doc and just get some more information. And that's the other thing. The average person, A, does not know how to do this research. B, doesn't know where to do it. C, doesn't know how to poke holes in research to know if it's actually a flawed study, who conducted it, what you are looking for, and how to like boil it down and know with certainty, okay, what does this mean for me? Like, what is the summary I'm supposed to take away from this? And I think that's another thing that we're going to do and phase it up. We're going to summarize those things for people. Let's change subjects, okay? So let's talk about PIO. So I posted a video doing PIO in our hotel room here, and I posted it last night. I've never had a response like this before. It was crazy. And I didn't even ask people to comment the things that they commented. I cannot believe, first of all, it was very, 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 very touching. I felt like I was reading my own eulogy. Like, I had no idea what an emotional connection that other people had to PIO. Why would anyone ever be in a situation where they would tell me that? You know what I mean? Like, I've had plenty of people be like, I love PIO or I love Turbo, right? But what I did yesterday is you check it out. It's on my Instagram. I pinned it. It's the very first one. But just in case you're like, yeah, I don't have time to go look at your Instagram. So I told the story about how the first time I ever taught PIO. Well, first of all, PIO was just something I did myself at home. I hated yoga. Hated it. Hated holding still. Didn't feel flexible. Felt like I was going to have a panic attack because I just wanted to like move. Like it just made me feel like I was in a straitjacket. But everyone was doing yoga. And I knew I needed to get flexible. So I would just mess around and do these moves at home by myself. And then this is when Windsor Pilates was really popular. And I was like, that's kind of cool too. Like, and I would incorporate those two things. And then tying it back to Las Vegas, I didn't even tell this part of the story. I was in Las Vegas at the time. I was like a group exercise manager for 24 Hour Fitnesses. And I went to a 24 Hour Fitness and I watched this girl doing these floor exercises. And I was with a gal named Michelle, who was also a group exercise manager. And she was like a former dancer, like just a beautiful, like, you know, one of those people that like just stands in first position, pulls her shoulders back, abs in tight, chest up, chin up. You know the posture I'm talking about. Like just the way she freaking stands, you're like, God, I'm a slob. You know what I mean? Just like so beautiful and graceful. And I just stopped and I was watching this woman doing these exercises kind of like in the stretch area. And I'm like, what is that? She goes, oh, I know her. She performs in Cirque du Soleil. And she's, this is like, it's dynamic flow. It's just like, she's just flowing through the movements that she's going to do probably in her aerial act just to get her body. Like, and I'm like, it is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's just like, it looks so, I'm like, it looks like Pilates and yoga, like on the floor, but it's like moving. And I just started like doing that myself. Anyways, the first time I went and taught this workout, that's how I came up with the name PI for Pilates, YO for yoga. And at that point, I was already doing Turbo, right? So I was already teaching at the fitness conventions, specifically IDEA Health and Fitness. And it was a huge fitness convention. And I would apply to teach these different workouts. And they were always looking for something new and different, right? Of course. So I applied to teach this workout called PIO. At the time, yoga was huge. Pilates was huge. I didn't know all the terms, the words, you know, like down dog. And at the time it was like, I forget the words, like Sanskrit words. Is that what they call it? Like vinyasa flow. Like there were all these like special words they used to describe different poses. And I was like, I don't need to know any of those words because this isn't yoga. I'm just make this right angle, bend your knee and reach forward. I don't know what the name is, but just bend your knee and reach forward. You know, that's how I would cue it. I got approved to teach this workout at IDEA Fitness. And I was so nervous because at the time, no one was doing these mind-body workouts to popular music. And that was everything for me. Like the music, just like in Turbo, tells your body what to do. And so I had found all this music that was very emotive, like very emotional, like emo music, right? The music that I use in PIO is very, I call it melancholy. I have a playlist called Melancholy Love on Spotify. I'll link to it. it's that kind of music. And I've got a Pio music songs that I do Pio to still myself. I'll link to both of those in my show notes. You're welcome. So I taught the workout. And at the end of this convention, at the end, people fill out a survey. When I got that survey back, I was humiliated. I was so embarrassed. You know this. I already felt like I did not belong in this fitness world anyways, that I was an imposter. I read these surveys and they ripped me to shreds. And I remember when I was teaching that workout, the students were other fitness instructors, but it's standing in the back were a lot of other quote unquote presenters. People who were yoga presenters, people who were yogis, people who were like well known as Pilates presenters. And I remember them standing in the back, and it made me so nervous and so self-conscious because I could see that they're all like talking to each other. And in my mind, to get myself through that, I have to believe that many people in the class loved it and enjoyed it. And the people who took the time to write those horrible reviews were the people who were the Pilates and yoga instructors. And they ripped me to shreds. And they just talked about how I had horrible form. I didn't know any of the terminology. It was just a disgrace for IDEA to have even let me present that workout. And I remember just like literally feeling so embarrassed, like being back in my room. I didn't tell anybody about it. No one, not even Brett. I was just like, F them. Like, I don't care what any of those people think. I'll just never go back there. I already had students who were taking my class and loved it. And so I'm like, screw it. I'll just keep doing it for me and doing it for those students. And the students were people who were kind of very much like me, who loved the music. It started with the music. And they were the kind of people who couldn't hold still, liked to move, liked to flow, liked the athleticism of it all. And I'm like, I'm just going to continue to teach it for them. Listen, that was 20 years ago. Eventually, it did catch on. Eventually, it was in health clubs across not just the United States, but in like 23 other countries. Eventually, I believe, what year did we launch that infomercial? I don't even know now. Maybe like 2015, I'm guessing. First year we launched the Pio infomercial. Eventually, it became a number one infomercial, and it stayed at number one. In fact, it was the last number one fitness infomercial in the industry was Pio. So it made me realize when I posted that yesterday on Instagram, like, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I am taking a moment to reflect on the fact that what I did was created something that felt right for me. I'm going to get teary-eyed. Like, it was my art. I didn't create it for somebody else. I created it because I liked it. And I think we need to do that. I'm changing phase it up right now because that's what I want. That's what I know I need. And when we do that, when we create for us and not for the algorithm, not for the ability to make a bunch of money or to impress someone or to fit in or to go with the trend, that's when we win. But it doesn't always feel that way. In fact, feels the opposite. And you can second guess yourself when people are like, really? Are you sure? I so remember feeling that. And I did so many things. I'm kind of like telling this narrative in a way that makes it very succinct and sound interesting. But the truth is, if I'm like going all the way back, there were a lot of things I did in the beginning because I lacked, like, I didn't have like 100% belief, like all these people are wrong and I'm going to get it right and they're going to get it wrong and I'll show them. Not at all. No, I was like, how can I kind of fit in? And I remember I would mix in some of that typical mind-body music. And I remember when our presenters started teaching it to other instructors, teach them how to teach it, we would say, like, you can use mind-body music. You can use, you know that yoga music I'm talking about that's just like kind of weird, gongy kind of music. It's the kind of music you hear when you're going to get a massage or like in a spa. And we kind of walked this middle ground because I lacked the confidence, because I was like, how do I like kind of blend these two things. And there was just a point, probably like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years into teaching it, where I'm like, screw it. Like, it's just not crushing it because it's trying to be both things, kind of. And I just need it to be exactly what I like. And enough people will like it. So I'm saying that because there are things that you might be questioning yourself. Or maybe it's just as simple as a social media post where you're like, I know this isn't popular, but this is what I would want to see. I know this isn't the trend, but this is what I like. And this is what I want to say. And this is how I want to do it. And if you're really passionate about it and you believe in that, you are going to question yourself sometime. But if you like stick to it, other people are going to like that too. And they're going to be like, dude, I was looking for something exactly like this. I mean, is there anything worse than worrying that you were the smelly kid in school? Yeah, I can tell you what's worse. Worrying that you're the smelly adult. You do not want to be the person that people are like plugging their nose around, right? And it's hard to find a deodorant that is safe, one that's baking soda free, that's paraben free, that helps to balance your pH levels. And that is why I love the whole body deodorant from Lumi. This stuff is safe to put anywhere, under your boobs, around your thighs, your belly button, private parts, your feet, anywhere. I love the cream. I mean, they do have deodorant sticks too, but I'm like, where has this been all my life? It's just like putting a little bit of lotion underneath my arms when I put on the Lumi. But if you're not sure and you would prefer to use a deodorant stick and not the cream that comes in a tube, you should check out the Lumi Starter Pack. By the way, if you are a new customer, you get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and our link. So that means you're going to get a total of over 40% off their starter pack when you use code Shalene, plus 15% off your first purchase when you go to LumiDeodorant.com. It's Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant.com. Use code Shalene for your 15% off. When you use code Shalene, you get your discount, and it's a wonderful way to help the show. We love Lumi deodorant. You will too. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Use code Shalene at checkout. So I'm reading through these comments under this Pio post, and I'm tripping because I just had no idea. I had no idea until I started reading these comments. Okay, like this woman said, celiac chicks, I took screenshots. She said, I was grieving. My dad was dying of pancreatic cancer. And then I had to care for my mom with her dementia. My whole body was achy. And all I know is that Pio was the right thing for me. I mean, there's a woman in here who commented that she had lost every member of her family. She lost her children, her parents, and her husband. And Pio was the only thing that pulled her from the depths of that grief. I'm like, what? How is this possible? This person said, you can't imagine how impactful and important it has been for you to share your life with us on this platform. It's been years since I bought anything sexy, and you're helping me not only physically, but emotionally, and it started with Pio. Pio changed my life. It's the one workout I consistently stuck with for years. I mean, it's just, can I read you a few more? They're so, it's just amazing. This person said, Pio changed my life. If it weren't for you, I would have succumbed to the physical and mental illness that I was plagued by a long time ago. Pio helped me love the gift of movement, and it helped me on my journey. Here's another person. Every time I go into child's pose, I pay you with a thank you. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. Okay, let me continue. This person says, I walked into a gym and I found myself in Pio. I was instantly hooked. I would have never taken a yoga class. I'm so thankful for this class. It helped me to fall in love. Pio saved me from postpartum depression in 2018. I've been doing Pio ever since. Oh my gosh, I started in 2014. Holy ish, she says, 10 years. This person said, I had back surgery. Once I recovered, I started Pio. It was low impact, and it focused on strength and forced me to stretch along the way. I lost weight. I strengthened my core. That was in 2014, 10 years ago, and here I am still doing Pio. Like, these are crazy. this person said they started it in 2005. So that's someone who was doing it at the gym. She said, this is great. She says, I know consumer fitness did you dirty, but I am so grateful it exposed me to you. And I've been following along for 20 years. Dude, I mean, how would I know any of this? Like, what a gift. I hope this isn't boring. I just have to say it to somebody. Like, I can't call my parents and say this. You know what I mean? Like, who am I going to tell this to? But it's pretty cool. And I'm such a crybaby. Let me pull it together. Hold on. What a gift, right? Like, because you've had an impact. There are people you worked with that they've talked about you and you had an impact on them and you just never knew it. But you should know it. And I know I'm pretty privileged and pretty damn lucky to have people who trust me, people who have been with me for a long time. And that post really meant a lot, what everybody wrote. It's crazy. And you know what else it did? It inspired me. So people ask, how do you incorporate Pio now into your routine? So I do Pio probably like twice a week, but I don't do like a full Pio workout. First of all, I have never, ever, ever, ever in my entire life ever done my own workout video. Never. Like when people are like, do you do your own? Like, what? Never. Never. I'm so sorry. I know a lot of trainers do that. I just could never. I'd be like, ugh, she's so annoying. How weird. You know what I mean? Every workout I do, I make up on the spot. I do it as I do it. Why would I need to watch a workout that I made? You know what I mean? It's always just free form. So the way that I do Pio today is I don't do an hour of Pio very, very rarely. I'll do like 20, 30 minutes when my body needs it, when I'm craving it, or when emotionally I need it, when it's like, it's the music just is like so transformative for me. It's like when it's just beautiful. It's like listening to someone play the piano or someone who's like, it's just like meditation for me. So I do it a couple times a week just to stay limber, to stay mobile, to stay flexible. And I'm going to put I don't own Pio. I sold the intellectual property rights to Beachbody that is now Body. I don't know the status of Pio. I don't know if it's on their streaming platforms. I don't know. You'll have to ask a body coach. I have no clue. When I sold it, I went to grief counseling. True story. I went to grief counseling to grieve letting it go. And that was hard, but it's just movement. And I know a lot of people have copied it. I know a lot of people have created programs that look just like Pio. And Pio, the moves are things I copied from Pilates and yoga. So like nothing in the world is original. Trust me, I'm not like, people copied me. I'm just saying like, you know, there are lots of things that look just like it. And I am going to put mobility, movement, flexibility, flows like that into Phase It Up too, because I miss it. And I know how impactful and what a difference it makes in your body. I have so many notes of all the funny things I was going to tell you in this episode. So I'm going to have to put those in Friday's episode because I didn't know I was going to be such a mushy, mushy crybaby. I love you. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for listening. I hope this wasn't boring. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you on Friday. Before you go, I just wanted to suggest if you enjoy spending a little bit of time with me in your ear, I would love to invite you to do that in a way that's super healthy and helps to reset your energy. What I'm talking about is a walking challenge. All you do is sign up with your email address, and each day I'm going to send you an audio to keep you company while you're walking. It's kind of like a guided meditation, except that we won't be meditating. We'll be walking and I'll be keeping you company and keeping you motivated. And if you need extra support, there's also free recipes that are simply delicious and meal plans if you need that. The accountability, the support, the education. I'm going to keep you company. I'm going to help you get your energy back, and it's free. You can get signed up today by going to myselfagain.com. I'd love to have you try this. People are getting insane results. It's just a wonderful way to reset your energy. Go to myselfagain.com and get signed up today.